Hi, this is Lorenzo, and you're listening to Podcast Open Mic number 17. Maybe this is number 17.5, because I noticed we weren't recording. But no, it's number 17. I have in the studio Pete Albert, and welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. Tell me a bit about yourself.
Well, from the area, I'm from Westbrook. I live in Gorham now and been around for quite a while. Played a lot of music around here with people in the past in bands, and also just alone playing music, just as a solo musician at home and what have you. But yeah, love playing music. I started with guitar and getting into like sort of the rock and the blues stuff when I was, and this is back in the 90s, of course, and went on to different kind of music, different kind of stuff, heavier kind of music. And then just kind of been more into, say, jazz, the past like 5 to 10 years. Love just messing around with some jazz music, mixing it up a little bit, maybe with some folk, but mostly through electric means like a guitar and, you know, getting into keyboards as well, trying to write more music that way. So, you know, doing a little bit of everything here the past, say, couple of decades or so.
So what bands were you with in the earlier days?
Mostly it was with some friends of mine from Westbrook. We just called ourselves the Basement Brew because we didn't know what else to call us. But of course, just kind of jamming with some hard rock and some kind of funky stuff with that. But then into the 2000s, I was in a band called Royal Blue, and I was mostly made up of relatives and a couple friends. And we did a lot of sort of like piano-driven kind of modern sort of rock, almost like kind of pop music for the time here in Portland. And, you know, we played some local shows and went up to UMaine, played there a little bit. But that was fun for a few years, but we moved on from that. And I'm right now just a solo musician and hoping to try to do something again here soon. So,
well, great. What have you brought with you today?
I have a song called Nightshade, and it's from a mini album I made, and I released it back in early September of 2017. And the song's just kind of your typical kind of dreamy, lyrically dreamy kind of thing with some sarcasm here and there. And otherwise, it's just a kind of like a quiet sort of evening jazz tune, if you will, kind of just with a little bit of kind of weirdness here and there with some backwards hijinks with percussion and some guitar here and there. So it's from this mini album from last year, and it took me a while to create it on my own, but I'm proud of it for what it is, what have you, and it's from that. So
okay, let's check out Nightshade.
Silent forest came.
And I have Pete Albert with me. And so tell me about recording that.
So I went about it in maybe the most primitive way you can imagine. I don't have a lot of high-tech gear, which is I don't care. If I don't, that's fine. Like I ended up like using a small 8-inch speaker and an amplifier to basically run it, most of my stuff through, including vocals. Basically used like one or two different microphones for recording everything, and it was a very having it be primitive did not make things any easier. It was still difficult at times to find the levels you wanted, to get the kinds of sounds you wanted, but I recorded it through some digital software and did all the playing of the instruments on my own. I had to do all the, of course, the track mixing and all that kind of thing on my own as well, and it wasn't always easy either, but I made it work somehow, I think, and it's kind of a scrappy affair, but I like it. I'm not ashamed of it. So
Well, that's great. Well, it's a homemade affair.
It is. It was completely homemade. I mean, like in my bedroom, homemade. So
Well, that's great. And if someone wanted to grab a hold of it and.
Sure. Just Pete Albert at Bandcamp, or I'm going to try to actually make that also available in SoundCloud. But yeah, bandcamp.com, Pete Albert. And I go by that name, of course, for my releases, what have you. But those are few and far between. Hoping to have some more out here at some point here in 2018. So.
Okay, great. And you hope to play out soon, you think?
I would love that. I'd like to get a couple of people together to try to, of course, maybe rehearse a little bit, get out there. Play a couple places in town and just have a little bit of fun. That's all I want to do, you know, so.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you talking to me. Not just once, but twice, because the tape wasn't rolling, as they say.
It's quite all right.
And So thank you.
Lorenzo, thank you first for having me on the show here. I really appreciate this. This is a lot of fun, and I wasn't really expecting something like this, but again, I appreciate being a guest here today.
Well, thank you. And if you have some original material you'd like to share with us, get in touch with me, Lorenzo, at podcast open mic. That's M-I-C. Yes, that's how you spell mic. Podcast open mic, M-I-C, at gmail.com. And we'll chat. And this is Lorenzo, and we'll talk again soon.